This is 90.9 WBUR and WBUR.org. I'm Sharon Brody. The New York Times Company has found a buyer for the Boston Globe. He is John Henry, the principal owner of the Boston Red Sox. Early this morning, the Times announced Henry is buying the Globe and associated properties for $70 million. 2 decades ago, the Times bought the Globe for a record $1.1 billion. Joining us to talk about the sale is media critic and Northeastern University journalism professor Dan Kennedy. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Sharon.
So, okay, first take. Are you inclined to cheer, recoil, or reserve judgment?
Well, we always should reserve judgment, but I'm inclined to cheer. I mean, John Henry is a local owner with deep pockets who has a long record of being a good civic force in the community. So given all those things, I think this is about as good an outcome as we could have hoped for.
John Henry has no newspaper experience. Do you think that matters?
Not particularly. Many owners of media properties don't necessarily have direct experience in the business that they're entering. The real question is, what's his vision and what is the team he's going to put in place? Obviously, the one of the first questions that needs to be answered is whether publisher Chris Mayer and editor Brian McGrory will be retained. They generally receive pretty high marks for the job they're doing. Is Henry going to go with them, or is he going to want to put his own people in place?
What do you think in terms of that whole conflict of interest thing? I mean, the Globe at times has been critical of Red Sox ownership and the team. Are you at all concerned that the sale could have any sort of chilling effect on editorial direction?
I would say that in terms of the Globe's coverage of the Red Sox as a baseball team, I'm not particularly concerned. And in fact, we've been down this road before. For years, the New York Times Company was a part owner of New England Sports Network, partners with the Red Sox, and the Globe always got those criticisms. Where I'm a little bit more concerned is the Globe's coverage of the Red Sox as a major business in the city, as a civic institution. That's more important. The Red Sox do development deals. They ask for favors from the city. So people are going to be looking at that very closely. And frankly, I suspect that no matter what the Globe does, no matter how straight they play it, they're going to get some criticism.
Okay, Dan Kennedy, media man, if you could tell John Henry what his priorities should be, what his vision should be, what would you say?
Well, you know, if I knew how to fix the profoundly broken newspaper business, I would be a high-paid consultant. The Globe, fortunately, has benefited from reasonably benign ownership from the New York Times Company and has not suffered the kind of devastating cuts that we've seen at a lot of similar size papers. My advice to John Henry would be to try to grow by investing and not by cutting, as so many newspapers have done, as the Globe has done to some extent. My other advice would be, probably the it boy of the newspaper business right now is Aaron Kushner, who is trying to rebuild the Orange County Register. And he's been investing resources. He's been expanding coverage. He's gotten a lot of good marks. The one thing I would caution Henry against is that Aaron Kushner seems to be pursuing a print-first strategy and kind of letting the internet side of things wither. I don't think that's a good idea. I think that technological innovation is going to be key. The Globe has a good track record in that regard, and I hope Henry continues in that direction.
Well, given the state, the confusing state of journalism and business in this era, do you think John Henry is buying the Globe for prestige or legacy purposes? Because, I mean, again, in 2013, who really thinks they can get richer buying a newspaper?
Well, I'm not sure that John Henry thinks he's going to get richer. And I do think that prestige and legacy probably have a lot to do with this. But John Henry is a really, really successful guy, and I'm sure he has a pretty healthy ego. And he may think that he's the guy to figure out some of these problems that have been plaguing the news business for quite some time.
Dan Kennedy, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Sharon.
Dan Kennedy is a media critic and teaches journalism at Northeastern University. His new book is The Wired City, Reimagining Journalism and Civic Life in the Post-Newspaper Age. This is 90.9 WBUR.